Welcome, welcome, Mixia Mo, Mixia Wo. Welcome to the Hoodoo Mama Apothecary Conjure Casting. I am Afia Nkoso Kuato Brichuo. And tonight's rumination is about initiation. It is the intuition, the feeling, the acknowledgement that life is an initiation. Our entire journey here, its rhythm and cycles, our initiation. This Nhumu, this mother's wit, is what creates our culture, our understanding of life as initiation is what gives framework to our hoodoo, to our juju, to our voodoo, our entire spiritual system as Nubian people, peoples, beings, souls. It's about the acknowledgement and understanding that life is an initiatory process, that it is part of a process. And through our acknowledgement of that, we enshrine ourselves, armored and adorned for the journey with our culture and all of its customs that affirm life, that are within Ma'amat, that are balanced, that are beautiful. This is why initiation is so ingrained in our culture. The journey of the tarot is about just that. It is a set of visual principles, visual parables, that depict the initiatory process and journey of the soul. We are always facing the mirror and the portal of the reality of our existence and our life initiatory processes. Our perception of that is what frames the language we may use to enunciate and proclaim our expression of that. Hoodoo mamas, as you know, introduction and initiation into the journey of motherhood reflects and affirms all this in a very visceral way, in a way that your mind is not able to escape. It can't be numbed. With men, hoodoo men, juju men, priests, it can. Because of the access that we have as women, as mamas, as obatans, as matriarchs, obas, queens. Our living portal is always open. It's always pulsating. It's always dancing in acknowledgement and service and its function to being a vessel of this initiatory process. Whether we begin our journey into Sechima, Sekhmet, our monthly moon cycles, where we shed and release, heal, and give offering back to Asazifu and Asazia, the Earth Mothers, with our blood. That is an initiatory process. That is a ritual. It's a regulator. The original blood sacrifice, the original offering of that is through us. That is our intuit knowing. That is the lioness ready, constantly being prepared to negotiate with and battle if need be, and correct and harmonize. There's so much I could share in regards to my own personal experience with this. And I'm a very private person. This whole experience of the conjure casting is a communication that on my journey I have been instructed to share for my own healing. But as an encapsulation of Indu and Tumin energy, that is, I know it's heard and felt and necessary. I have recently experienced and am in the process of undergoing my tarot initiation, or the visual parable of that representation of the tarot, of the tower. Now, what that is really about, despite what interpretation you may gather, what you cannot deny, is that it is about the breaking down of structure and the rebuilding of structure. In an African context, on a tarot deck, this would be synonymous with an anthill, I believe they're called, a mound built by ants. Because the work that your vibrational frequency has generated, has built up, your experiences, whatever level that manifests, wealth, and your relationships, love, but that's just an outward manifestation of the soul initiatory process of having to deconstruct, or knowing that things that have been created will be deconstructed. And that is also the process of your Sechima, your Sekhmet, your menses. When we apply things with the context and the knowledge and the wisdom of our womb and its function, we are indeed reading and ruminating and being in the essence, the essential essence of our Huru Mamahood, which is that knowing. You know, to an acknowledgement of pop culture, black girl magic, black woman magic, black magic woman. That's what it's about. But in that process that I'm navigating, I am and have been faced with not only seeing the mirror, but acknowledging what may appear to some as beastly to be the part of the face that not only I hold, but that I am meant to utilize as a tool, as a scythe. And this is in all of us, Hoodoo Mamas. Because it's a cosmological experience. The shadow work. Not many of us go into more explicitly what that really means. There is so much to be built that is being built. Creation and its power is amazing. I affirm this for myself. I affirm this for you. I affirm this for my children and my family, for my clan and my tribe. Our tools are encoded and it truly is through the sharing and the acknowledgement and reverence for the process of creation that the bounty of our wealth and the wisdom is made manifest in our life. But it do be vicious though. Alright, so real quick, because I shared with y'all about how to navigate these streets out here, right? When you need some Florida water, when you need some floral water, when you need a tonic, when you need that fire water to burn some shit off you or your environment, you know. I listened. Of course, I just was in the flow. So in the process, things began to magnetize. Oh, okay, I got that. I could do that. So I did it. And I took some pictures, right? And I'm going to post them. But I was like, no. You know, I was debating having a negotiation with the creative process moving through me. So I'm going to post the pics. And I'm also going to share it here because it's real simple. And dealing with elemental energies, when yielding the tools that you have, when connecting with the Sazafu, Sazia, the Abosam, and how they manifest within the materia medica around us, whether it be very raw from plant material to something that has been processed, for example, like an alcohol, or transformed, and captured through the essence of water or steam as an essential oil or something of that nature. All of those things do come down to a formulation of an energy complex. So you need some fire water. That's a literal explanation and what it is. It's mystical. It's like, oh, fire water. You know, that sounds real good. We get real, hot off of that terminology and whatnot. But it's literal too. And that's part of the science and the beauty of our culture and our ancestors and their utilization of this materia medica. So fire water, okay? You get your quote-unquote spirits. You armor up with a alcohol, okay, to burn away. That's just because of the element of the heat and the fire and the punch that is created from a distillation and an elixir of alcohol through whatever process, derived from potato, derived from some form of wood, derived from a grain, derived from, you know, the plant materia medica that we have. It's through that elemental alchemical process, what's produced is now containing an element of burn. It's containing an element to destroy something, in a very simple, plain way of saying it, but also to scythe it. And at the same time, it's able to capture and pull in what it, you know, touches on, which is why you can make some very good tonics from an alcohol, a natural alcohol derivative, using whatever you have, really. But I say natural because we want to align with the raw energy as much as possible, because that's really what it's about. It's about the raw energy of the spirit, or the totem, the life that is within the materia medica of Asazia for Asazia. So after you have your alcohol, you got your fire, you got your burn, you can infuse some things into it. You can put some flowers, you could put some shrubs, you could put some woods, you can put some roots. Okay, but what I just, at a very base way, you know, and base by, I mean that in terms of essentiality, base board, you know, a very square way. You get your, you know, alcohol, whether, like I said, it be a whiskey or a vodka. If you don't have access to that, you can get some lemon, mint, extracts. I almost forgot, y'all. I'll be floating sometimes. You can get some extracts, because the extracts already have alcohol with a very simple capture of a particular herb or plant or flower or whatever. Once you got your extracts, you can then add some live roots. You could do a hijan. Okay? Got your hijan, you got your alcohol or your extract. Let them dance. Ginger. Hijan. Just looking at ginger, you just, I mean, really, like, I shared this before, it's like a muscle. It's swollen, yo. It's like a Debo. Just look at the nodules. The skin. Its ability to, if you cut a piece off, it's like, alright, I'm gonna seal that up real quick. You know? It's drying, but moisturizing, and it's heat. Because it has that same elemental energy complex of something hot that can burn. That can burn away, and that also can stimulate or activate real quick. Okay. All right, not to get too much into the flow of all that. Once you have those things, and this is something that I thought about from a chemical chemist, alchemist standpoint, in terms of iron. Because ginger also connects to iron. You also could put an iron, something iron within this decoction. But I had a bottle of iron pills. It's a long story why, but I was guided to get them. And as I'm formulating and listening to what's being shared with me from the Nananoman Samafo, the ancestors, and the Abosam, it's like, drop an iron tablet in that bottle. I was like, now that's, okay. Oh, what, okay. Bam. You know how, I don't know what that chef, bam, just drop that joint in. And then as I was flowing in what I was guided to do, it began to, you know, reveal itself in an instant. Yes, iron. Railroad spikes, heat, and metal. Pounding it up. Bam, 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 bam. And then now pushed into the soil. or into the ground at a train track. You feel me? So you use what you have. That's hoodoo. You use what you have, okay? But you use it with intelligence. When you utilize your receptivity and your intelligence and apply that to the materia medica, whether it be organic and plant-based or some derivative, you can create magical things. You can create, beyond that word, powerful things, because they're utilizing principles of power and intelligence. So I also have an oil. I stay making oils, and I haven't really gotten into like selling them in the sense of having them on the market as offering. I'm still getting to that process, sharing in that way, if you will. But I'm always guided to make oils. So I have this oil that I created that has a blend of some essential oils, but also some nut oils. So I'm using that on my face, you know, on my arms, on my crown, when I need an anointing, right? And on my children, of course, you know, after we wash the crown, we wash our hair, we anoint. Or if we're going to leave out the house, you know, out of a private sanctum, we anoint, whether it be on the crown, on the brow, the face, palms, back, soles of feet. We anoint with these oils. So in addition to having the firepower, the fire water elixir tonic, you can add an oil, a simple set of essential oils, but invest or connect with how that manifestation arrives for you. You know, what formulations can you intelligently encode and decode? It is kind of like this. It's like poetry. It's like, what kind of poetic formulation can you create from the elements and the energies around you that would have a tumi, an energy, to be able to communicate some things, to, you know, assert itself, you know, put some respect on it. If y'all can see me right now, I'll be doing my Stevie J face. Put some respect on it, you know. Free something and put some respect on it. It's ratchet. But yeah, something that can affirm itself. What can you intelligently create that can affirm itself? Boom. You got it. So after I combine these things along with a little bit of citrus, raw citrus juice. Okay, you could do an orange, you can do a lemon, you could do a lime, a key lime if you got one. Even a grapefruit would have some interesting energetic balance. A little sweet and also having still that titillating electricity run through it, because those with the, you know, the chemical energy of those citrus things are very electrical. So they zap. This is who. That's what tangy is. See, we have this vocabulary and this language to describe states of being, but we don't often get into like what the state of being actually is, or what it does. What kind of effect does it produce on our body? That's truly an intelligent central experience right there, when we're able to navigate that and have fun with it, you know, without all this other buffoonery. Yes. So you add the electricity, the electric current, what's going to give it that zap with your citrus. Okay. Shake that joint up. Take it to the altar, then comre, if you will. You know, sit it on top of some copper TSS.
sprinkle some magnetite on that shit. Okay. Ooh, man. Crush up some eggshells. Okay. Sit in some eggshells. You could sit in there some quartz, or put some quartz in there. Mineral life. You know, make it a full gem elixir, if you will. Many things that can be done. But they was like, you better put that shit together. Alright? You know how the ancestors talk sometimes. They be like, especially, you know, I mean, all of, I'm not going to say all, from my experience, but you know how they, you know, when they mean that shit. You know, colloquially, okay? You better put that shit together, boo. I was like, all right. And I had fun with it, you know? I stopped resisting. So I took some shots of it, and I'm going to post it up. I'm going to post it up on my IG, what is it? Such an old lady with certain things. Hoodoo Mama Apothecary on Instagram. And, that's the fire water, you know? So that's part of the initiation. Because when you're in a situation you need something, you have to create intelligently to navigate. You gotta stalk that shit. Okay? Stalk it. Strut on that shit. And create something powerful. And life is an initiation. This is a step in that process. Spiraling. So ruminating on that. Offering and sharing that with you. And also, you can hit me up on hoodoofortheHood@gmail.com. If you have any questions, you know, you want to collaborate. Just got something to communicate. That's in alignment. Because we don't fuck around over here. I laugh, I kid, but I'm serious. And let me know what's up. How are you creatively formulating? Life as initiation. As Hoodoo Mama's understanding the balance, the necessity. Can't deny how you have to create intelligently and protect that which you have birthed, which you have structured. So you're constantly rebuilding and taking down and navigating. And that's one of my babies now. So, Conjure Casting, Hoodoo Mama Apothecary, HoodooForTheHood@gmail.com, Afia, Kawatl, and Koso, Bertuo. I'm out. Peace.